What is this number? Hello?
Hey, what's up, John?
Hello?
John?
Who is this?
It's Andy. Who would it be?
What do you... No, what? No, what are you talking about? No, you're dead. What?
All right,
Jesus fucking Christ. Again, Oscar? About. Are you really doing this again, Oscar?
No,
like,
no, it's...
You're
it's,
really doing real Plymouthian Andy God, again?
It's still... Are you still on this thing? It's still Andy. It's just a normal recording day. I don't know what your deal is.
Okay, cool. So you're just calling me on some random day just to talk to me, not hanging out with your weird robot thing. Okay,
hey,
cool.
John, Trace.
Yeah, tell him what's up, please.
Trace. Hey, yeah. Trace, what's up, man?
Hey, John. Not much.
Wait, what day is it today?
It's Tuesday or Thursday or
it's Friday.
I don't know what day. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, okay. I've been very sick. Okay.
It's a lot of days that you named there, but yeah. Oh, it's Friday. You say? Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. It's okay. Yeah. Could you just tell Oscar to chill out with this stupid fucking Andy voice bullshit? Like, we need to have our conversation. Like, we need to talk about what worked with this week's heel alternative. What went down? Like, you know, like, come on. Like, let's be serious here for a second.
Trace, what is he talking about?
I feel like I'm missing out on something here. Like we do the podcast on Friday.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And it's Friday. Weekends.
It's Friday.
John's
obviously.
Here and I'm here. Andy's here.
Yeah.
And Trace, you're here. And Owen,
I'm here, yeah.
With Ambassador waiting.
Yeah.
So what? We're gonna record. John, are you down for that?
What are you talking about?
We always do this, John.
John, do you want to record an episode like we normally do?
I don't even know what we're recording, so I think I'd rather not.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to I'd Rather Not, the stupidest podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Andy Hill. Joining me this week is... I figured someone would just jump in there. Owen's here.
Hi, I wait till my name's said, and then I say things.
Okay. Owen, welcome to episode...
Thank you, I feel welcome.
...114 of this podcast.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a podcast about bad decisions and how we make them. You know, like, being John Wick and Sonic the Hedgehog at the same time?
Just like my fan fiction.
Really?
Hi, I'm Rhythm Bastard.
Thank you for introducing yourself on that one.
You guys gave me an opening, and I had to take it.
Oh, he had to go fast.
That's also, yeah, no, that's the line from my fan fiction.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, my exotic fan fiction.
I heard stuff about going really fast and be disappointing your significant other. I'm here.
Trace is here. Speaking of going fast and disappointing your significant other, yeah.
I'm here, weird. And I also know what day it is, and I wait
do
my
you?
Turn.
Are you sure?
No,
about that?
I don't. I thought it was Monday for this entire day, and then you put me on the spot.
That's fair. Hey, John, what day is it?
What is happening? Am I here?
Yes. Yeah, man. What day is it?
Aren't I the host of this show?
No. When have you ever been the host of this show?
Yeah.
What?
This is totally normal. This is what we always do.
What the... What year is this?
I think it's 2019 still.
It is.
Okay.
It's the longest decade ever. 2019.
Yeah, got it in one.
Yeah. So, I mean, John, were you hoping to host? Is that what you wanted, or... I mean, this is how we normally do it.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a Would
Who
You Rather show.
Who are you?
I'm Andy. I'm the host, and we do this every 2 weeks. And it's a Would You Rather podcast about bad decisions. And we're going to make some of them today because Rhythm Bastard has a prompt for us.
Hello. Letting me have the prompt this week was the first bad decision you made.
Yep, it always is. Can't wait
this
to see that bear out.
This is starting to come back to me now that you mention it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
okay,
pretty normal.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I'm grounded. I think I know what's going on here. Andy, why the fuck did you let Rhythm Bastard pick a question again? You know that he's just going to present something we're literally having to explain his question to him.
He claims he knows both sides of this question this time.
I'm not even sure he knows how Babby formed.
He probably doesn't. I don't know what his deal is.
Please
but I'm
don't
telling
explain
you.
It.
No,
please
no,
don't.
Not that's a separate podcast. It's a separate illegal podcast. We're not doing
when
that.
A mommy
one.
Stork and
nope.
a daddy stork.
No,
each other
no,
very
we're done.
Much.
We're done.
Doctor episode two coming sometime.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, I hope it does. That's my favorite podcast on the internet. So this is a Would You Rather show.
Wait, not this show?
No. Yeah, okay. Second. So, Would You Rather show. Rhythm Bastard has a prompt for us that we're going to be discussing shortly. I figure, Trace, it's been a while since we've had you here.
This is true. Very true.
You know, you've been sick, so I figured you probably need a little bit of warming up.
Absolutely.
We get into
I always
anything.
Need
so before
up.
We before I talk about the rules of the actual show, we're going to get into some warm ups. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yes.
Wait, what happened on the last episode?
Oh, yeah, we had a last episode 2 weeks ago, didn't we? All right. Well,
he said 2 weeks.
Don't listen. The more you say that, the more likely I am to trip it up soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So 2 weeks ago, we had an episode.
Where the prompt?
I don't know, some bullshit about Sonic and loot boxes. Owen, why don't you explain
it? It was my prompt.
That's why I called it bullshit. Explain it.
Oh.
And then tell us what the internet said, and let's move on with our lives.
Damn,
let's
he's
go.
Usually saying that about my prompts. I'll take it.
All right. Well, 2 weeks ago, I asked if people would rather have all of their food/grocery purchases be a blind loot box or have their mortality tied to collecting large gold rings.
And being John Wick.
Well, that kind of just happened, as you do on this podcast. But the people voted. And 70% want to be John Wick the Hedgehog.
Duh.
That feels. I don't like how that feels.
Why? 70%.
That's a serious majority.
It's yeah. True.
I don't like it at all.
Why? What's wrong with John Wick?
They want to be blue and murderous.
Okay. Well, last part, sure. First part, a little iffy. Well,
being John Wick?
Being John Wick as a hedgehog. I don't like that at all. You know what I do like though?
What?
Technology. You know what kind of technology I like?
What?
I like the kind that we're sponsored by. Terminator, Dark Fate, in theaters, November 1st. It's the Rise of Machines. My favorite part of the podcast. It's time for us to warm up with my favorite bot on the internet. Favorite bot on the internet, Would You Rather Bot. It's a neural network that comes up with ridiculous Would You Rather questions, questionable grammar, and we're going to fight with it right now. Does that sound fair to everybody?
Yes.
And just like every other piece of entertainment, we have the Terminator in it.
That's right. Because it's 2019. The Terminator is a brand new, cool property.
Wait, they're paying us? That is correct.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us that we're being paid for this. Now,
something is telling me that this is a bad idea.
Hey, John.
Like, computers and would you rather questions.
It's fine, John.
John, would you like to start?
Wait, right. I remember why it's a problem. You haven't given any fucking money yet.
That's right. We'll deal with the payment later. John, would you like to answer
when
a question for me?
When does it happen? Later. We've been advertising this for 2 months now.
November 1st,
the movie comes out. Come on, John. I have an important question for you.
All right.
Would you rather Ray-Bans or gym bands?
By gym bands, do you mean like the stretchy bands that like you put around yourself to like give yourself more resistance?
No, I mean the name gym.
Are they?
Well, one is Ray's, one is Jim's.
Wait, is John answering this?
Tell me about Ray and tell me about Jim. What are they like?
Well, Ray is a big fan of surfing. He likes hanging on the beach.
All right.
And, like typical summery type stuff. Jim, on the other hand... Jim likes to sit on his couch. That's it.
Yeah, Ray sounds like a really adventurous guy. I'm gonna swipe right.
All right. Ray-Bans it is.
Also, I have Ray-Ban glasses. They're nice.
Nice. That's good.
Are they paying you for that?
They are now.
Are they paying us for Terminator Genesis or whatever the fuck
November?
This movie is?
November? Oh my god, November 1st. Terminator, Dark Fate, get with it.
Well, they're not paying us now, I guess.
Hey,
I named the one that you're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, and I got a question for you.
Which I guess technically is all of them except for Judgment Day.
And that's a good pair. That's a good, good point. Owen?
Hello!
The first one's the best one, Fight Me Cowards.
Would you rather be lost in a fast food restaurant or be lost in a mid-sized hotel?
Those are both my favorite songs by The Clash.
God damn it. How big is this fast food restaurant?
It's decent size. You know, it's not too crazy. It'll be a little bit more ridiculous if you're lost in there.
Am I lost in the play place?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Oh, shit. That ball pit is so dangerous.
Yes, it is. There's so many germs in there.
Is it one of those things where, like, is Owen the size he currently is, so, like, he's just literally stuck in the play place tubes because he's too big?
No, he's smaller. He's smaller. Like, these are relative sizes.
So,
I like my version more.
I think both of them, actually. You know what? No, I want Owen to be normal-sized, because if he's normal-sized, it's way more ridiculous for him to be lost in a fast food restaurant.
In the hotel, do I have a room?
No.
No, I have no place to go.
No, you have no place to go.
Ah, shit.
I mean, there's the lobby, I guess.
I mean, I could probably fall asleep in that tube that I'm trapped in, so I'll go with that one.
All right, that's fair. I'll accept that as an answer.
Like one of those like Japanese hotels where they just have like the little slots that you sleep in.
Yeah, nope, it's a capsule hotel, except it's part of a McDonald's.
Daddy, yeah. Why is this tube in? Why is it ended with a butt?
Oh, God, I hate butt this. Here?
Oh, there's a butt and legs, and there's no passage through.
Listen, this is not getting put on a list, so stop it.
That's how anatomy works. That's how it works. Hey, Rhythm Bastard.
Yes.
Would you rather eat blue gravy or eat green gravy?
So are they flavored like Gatorade?
Nope.
Like how are they flavored?
Okay. They're flavored. One is blue flavor, and the other is green flavor.
So they are flavored like Gatorade.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to go with blue. What am I putting the gravy on? Am I serving it with like chicken?
You have to put it on everything you eat from now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I mostly eat chicken, so, like, normally blue stuff tastes better, but if I'm having it, like, with a chicken and I want, like, a marinade or something, figure, like, green flavor, you know, you got stuff like lemons and sour apples, so, you know, I think that would work a little bit better.
Wait, what lemons are green?
green flavor, you get, like, the mint sauce that they have at Indian restaurants.
Yeah, and, you know, it's lemon-lime flavored. It's the lime.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, lemon-lime flavored. So, like, you get, you know, it's a nice citrusy flavor. So, yeah, I think that would go well with the chicken. So I'm going to go with green gravy.
All right, green gravy it is.
Is the green gravy just Mountain Dew?
No.
It's Surge.
Are we sponsored by either of those sodas?
Maybe.
Then maybe.
Okay, fair enough.
Green gravy and high tide.
Important question. Sandy.
God damn it, yes. John.
Would you rather...
Oh, no.
We don't have the rights to that. Stop.
Would you rather become a professional bear pilot or become a famous surfer?
Now, when you say bear pilot, does that mean I'm a bear piloting a plane like Tailspin, or am I transporting bears to and fro?
I like to imagine that you're actually piloting an actual bear.
Like a fly
like bear. Like a mech, but it's a bear.
Like, oh, shit.
I mean, that's like the most badass thing anybody could possibly ever do with their lives.
I mean, excuse me, you're not wrong.
I'm going to haunt every public park there is. I am flying that bear. No picnic basket
to
save.
Oh, no, it's Hover Bear.
Oh. Yarr, come at me, Hover Bear. Demands tribute.
God, why? All right, gentlemen, I have one more for the group, and then we'll move on with our lives here. Would you rather everything you eat turn into cheese, or everything you drink turn into cookies?
What kind of cheese? What kind of cookies?
I'm going to go with a nice pepper jack cheese, and I'm going to go with a solid Toll House chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh!
Oh, see, that's easy.
Those are both really good.
I know.
But here's the problem, though, with the cookie. If you try dipping the milk becomes a cookie.
That's true.
I will double die cookie. On this hill.
I'm not saying the problem hill. Here, but yeah.
I will die of thirst on this hill, damn it.
Yeah, I'll go with the cookies. I'll die that way.
That's fair.
No, you know, I'm going with the everything I eat become cheese because it's like, you know, like this liquid turning into a solid would really fuck my brain
up. You wouldn't be able to process it.
He doesn't understand how science works.
He doesn't understand ice. Like really, really confused by ice.
Well, it's not like it's gonna, like, how does it freeze and turn into cookies? Like, yeah, you know,
it's called ice, man. It's not that crazy.
I put my tongue in this ice cube and now there's a pile of cookies here.
Exactly.
Ice is a conspiracy created by the government.
Oh, do you think
pepper jack all day every day?
Does it count as drinking? Like if you like say you have like you're salivating really heavily and then you swallow, is that like drinking? Will that turn to cookies too?
You're the one with the answers.
Honestly, it's probably best we not find out because that's a good way to choke yourself right there.
I guess we know the answer to that question. And the answer is yes, yes, it does.
Oh god! Yeah.
The cookie toll houses. Yes. The...
Oh god!
Trace, why? Trace, why?
It's a curse.
It sure is. This podcast is a curse. All right, let's get to the real shit. Rhythm Bastard brought a prompt. We're gonna set a timer for 20 minutes, and we're gonna have 20 minutes to discuss questions with Rhythm Bastard. There, he is the arbiter. He is the one that decides what is or is not acceptable in this nightmare scenario he's dreamed up. And at the end of 20 minutes, we're gonna have to set. Pick one. One of the two, and they have to choose. And you know, no escalators and whatnot, and all that.
What about elevators?
No elevators either.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, no, right. Nothing other than the two terrible situations that Rhythm Bastard has come
but
up with.
What if one of the questions is an elevator?
Owen, you're not helping.
Okay.
Okay.
What is he talking about?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's just move on. It's okay, John.
So recently, I got a Nintendo Switch. Okay. And, you know, I'm getting a couple, like, little indie games, you know, and a couple have caught my fancy, like Crypt of the
Necromancer. Have you actually played them?
Yes, I have.
Is this another video game prompt? Is this all you
do? Hold on. Are we sponsored by Nintendo?
We're not sponsored by Nintendo. Let me finish. So, you know.
Kirby Super Clash. Let's talk about it.
No.
No.
Sayonara Wild Hearts and Crypt of the Necrodancer. I've been having fun with those. And I also saw a little movie today called The Wall by Pink.
Oh, you know, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So, my prompt for this week, and you probably know what spurred me to see The Wall. Would you rather have to survive a hellscape based off of your favorite album or work for a content producer who is botching the hell out of your favorite movie? Your time begins now.
Define a hellscape based off of my favorite album.
Okay, so... I mean, you know, you've seen The Wall. Have you played the game Sayonara Wild Hearts?
I have.
No, but I've seen some footage of it.
Okay, so basically, and also like Rez, I'm, you know, thinking with this. So with that game, it's like, it's this very pastel-colored adventure game, and, you know, you're riding on this motorcycle, and you're swiping through, you know, the city, and then, you know, you're riding a deer through the forest, and these are all the different songs or whatever. And... when you're done with this question, you are thrust into that hellscape, and your only option is to survive. So, you know, you don't hit anything. There's going to be lots of stuff coming at you. It's
Rhythm Bastard?
Yes.
Am I constantly running?
In a sense, yes.
Hold on.
What do you mean, in a sense? So, hold on a second. I'm basically just in, like, a weird neon techno dystopia, but, like, I have an iPod that just plays my favorite album.
Well, no, it depends on the album itself. For example, you know, let's say American Idiot. It would be, you know, like I'm imagining a lot of...
The hellscape is just listening to the album, right?
What's that? Yeah, it's based on the album itself. Yeah. So it'll also be like a lot of black and red color, you know, scheming and, you know, a lot of very big oppressive cities.
Would I have to deal at all with the members of Green Day in this particular scenario?
They do make cameos, yes, because technically Billy Joe Armstrong played St. Jimmy in a couple runs of the American Idiot Broadway show, yes.
Of course he fucking did.
Do we have to fight them?
Of course he did, it's right. Can I fight them for fun?
I mean, you can if that is part of the album itself. So, yes, in American Idiot, there is a conflict between the protagonist and St. Jimmy. So, yes, you might have to fight.
But what if I'm not listening to a concept album?
Well, the Hellscape would still revolve around that album in some way. Because, I mean, most albums still have some kind of cohesion to them just by the virtue of being by the same artist, you know, having songs written in that particular span of time.
Okay, Rhythm Bastard, I'd like to present a scenario to you. And now, this is not implying that this is my favorite album in any way, shape, or form. However, I'd like to know what the nightmare hellscape surrounding Dave Matthews Band's Crash might be.
No.
You would be at a Dave Matthews Band concert.
So far, so good. Yep.
End
of story?
Well, one, I mean, I'm not very familiar with that album, so I have a couple.
Listen, whoa, what a surprise!
Wow, you nailed it, Rhythm Bastard.
Wow, really great question.
I'm gonna pull something out of this because I'm not familiar with that album exactly. I'm familiar with
the track listing and make up some shit.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, I'm gonna help you out here, Rhythm Bastard.
Challenging fucking accepted.
Okay. See,
I was just going to go out here and say, I know nothing about Dave Matthews Band other than it's probably a lot like Untitled Goose Game, but with trumpets.
A little more saxophone than trumpet, but yes, you're not far
off. Yeah, sure. Honk, 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 honk.
Wow, what Dave Matthews Band song is that?
Oh, it's all of them.
It's Dave Matthews
Band. All of them. They all sound like that.
Can we edit one of the songs with the goose honking?
You should.
We can do it in lieu of shitty. So for that, you know, there is a very strong possibility that you die in the game, you die in real life. However, the content producer you were watching botch one of your favorite movies of all time, just them not getting it. But they're popular, and you can glean a little bit of their popularity. Like a couple people who actually worked with the Nostalgia Critic did go on to do bigger and better things. Like Lindsay Ellis, she is a very excellent film essayist. I think she just came out with a video a couple days ago. So, like, you can rise above, but you gotta stay in that shit for quite a while.
I'd like to point out that Rhythm Bastard didn't actually answer the question of what would happen if it's a Dave Matthews album. He just started talking about the other problem.
Okay. So I have the track listing in front of me, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, let me just kind of gleam a bit from the title. So we got So Much to Say, Two-Step, Crash Into Me, Too Much, Number 41, Say Goodbye, Drive In, Drive Out, Let You Down, Line Our Graves, Cry Freedom, Tripping Billies, and Proudest Monkey. Okay. All right. Good luck. Basically, you have a fight with your wife, and she's kidnapped by a monkey. So a monkey notices that, you know, you and your wife are having an argument, so the monkey, like Donkey Kong, is like, oh shit, now's my chance.
Yeah. So, the plot line of that game, everyone knows it.
Oh shit, now's my chance.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. All right. So level one, So Much to Say, is that, you know, you're fighting and, you know, you're throwing stuff at each other and you got to avoid ducking out of the way like a David Cage game or some shit. You know, like,
wait,
it's not the truth thrown.
Why is this a video game? Is that all you know? You said Hellscape.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to, like, filter it through this hellscape. So I'm breaking this up like levels in a video game.
Okay.
Oh, in his songs.
Yeah. So, all right. I haven't heard this album, so listen.
I'm going to throw you a lifeline here, and I'm going to give you a complete and utter softball, and I'm going to ask the question that I know everyone on this podcast is thinking. What if my favorite album is Anthology by Alien Ant Farm?
Oh,
fuck you.
Well, okay.
Fuck you.
Let me just bring up the track listing that, because I'm familiar with
you haven't listened to that one?
You know,
oh my god.
What are you doing?
This has literally been a plot device on this show for months.
Listen, I need the exact track
plot device.
So
what are you talking about? We're just the number one Alien Ant Farm podcast on the internet.
Right, like
Rhythm
I said.
A fraud.
Like I said.
Officially sanctioned.
Yeah, perfectly fine.
Okay. Rhythm Bastard, you're a fraud.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't know you anymore,
man. Oh my god.
All right, so Courage.
No. Right,
so the first song is called Courage, and that is when you become Ant-Man, right? That's your superhero.
What?
Right? And then the movies is pretty much you, like, flying through all of the different movies.
No, that's just the music video.
Rhythm, are you okay? Are you okay?
No. I'm not. You got
it. I got it. On this podcast
I got that.
You're putting way too much pressure on me for this.
Are you okay, Rhythm? You asked the question. This is on you.
Is this
I'm going to ask the other question that we're all thinking.
Please do. John, yeah, please.
Content creator, do I have to be in their shitty version of The Wall?
You don't have a significant role, but you do have to appear on camera. You do have a speaking line on camera.
Okay. Is it a good line?
I mean, it's an inoffensive line, like, oh, what's up with this part? Or, hey, what the hell is that? You know, what? It's like something that clearly clues the viewer into,
clearly clears the viewer
into that the old shit reviewer guy didn't really get the piece of art the movie conceptually. Like, you know, like they're going to be watching Kung Pao Enter the Fist. It's like, why is the CGI so bad? You know, that kind of thing.
Look out, officer. This man has a lot of photographs with notes on them.
God, what is this show?
It's a hellscape that you created.
Oh. As we've said, Owen, it's a show that only 90s kids will understand.
hey, Owen, can I make a proposal here?
To cancel the show? Sure.
Is it possible? I know we already used this title, but can we call this one Riven Bastard versus another hole he dug himself into? Or maybe, you know, like
another hole
he dug himself into to Electric Boogaloo.
I'll come up with something.
All right. Thanks. I know Rhythm we don't Bastard usually do podcast names on this deeper. Episode, but.
Yeah, that's it. Riven Bastard versus Digging the Hole Deeper.
There it is. We're not the podcast that does episode titles in discussion, but here we are, and oh boy.
Yep, that's the right one. That's it.
I mean, all right, Rhythm Bastard, I
posted John Wick the Hedgehog in the Discord chat. No, this is already a cursed
episode.
We're
over that. Listen, now, John, I'm going to apologize to you ahead of time. Owen, I'm going to apologize to you ahead of time for this. Trace,
I'm not ready for this.
It's been a while, so I'm sorry preemptively.
It's been a while.
Rhythm Bastard, what would it be like in the hellscape if my favorite album was Adam Sandler's first comedy album?
God damn it!
I'm leaving.
I knew you were Oscar! I knew it!
Well, there's a piece of shit car there.
Is there a goat in a pickup truck? Or is it the other one?
Rhythm Bastard's going to have to pull up the track listing now.
He's literally doing that right now.
I'm trying to think of how that would work for a comedy album. Since comedy is something very subjective. But the first title, which I totally know off the top of my head, they're all going to laugh at you. That's the title of that.
First comedy album. No, I'm going to help you out. I'm not even going to say it's they're all going to laugh at you. I'm going to say it's his second one. I'm going to say it's What the Hell Happened to Me. That makes it easier.
Okay. Webster's Dictionary defines they're all going to laugh at you as.
Webster's Dictionary defines Adam Sandler as.
Oh God.
Have you ever met an Adam Sandler? Let me tell you about a time where I did. In this essay, I'm going to.
I hope you had as much fun reading this essay as I had writing it.
In summary, there are many layers to Adam Sandler.
In conclusion, Adam Sandler's album What the Hell Happened to Me is a fitting title for an episode about hell.
You get an F on this.
I literally, I don't even know how I can fill the time with this fucking prompt, Rhythm Bastard. What are you doing?
It's a land of contrasts.
All right. Keep throwing albums at him.
Oh, God. What, oh, so he can not know them?
Yes. Because, Rhythm Bastard, I want you to... Give me a hellscape for Billie Eilish's album.
Oh, God.
When we all fall asleep.
No.
There we go.
No. No. Okay, you know what? I got an album for you.
Owen, we all know that the hellscape is just people singing We Are Number One.
No, the hellscape is you fall into a dream where suddenly you're the bad guy and everybody hates you. And you have to build up your reputation again with the people that live in your dream world.
That's not much of a hellscape.
Well, okay. Yeah, can I walk on the ceiling?
This is, in theory, you can, but that's just because the houses of the people in Dreamland are very small, and you can just kind of, like, put your feet up on them very easily. So, in theory, yes, you can walk
on
the ceiling.
John, why did you do this?
Can I walk on the ceiling?
Why did you make a reference he wouldn't get?
Shit, you're right.
Hey,
wait, that's any reference! That's referencing literally anything!
That's fair.
Hey, Rhythm Bastard, what would the hellscape be if the only album I had in my list was the single of Informer by Snow?
You are Oscar!
Well, yeah. Well, you see, you have a fully loaded gun in your hand, and Snow by Informer would be on repeat.
No, other way around. Informer by Snow, but thank you.
Run while you can before you become a leaky boom boom down.
Yeah, like technically you're a snitch and snitches get stitches.
A leaky boom boom down, where does that play in?
God.
My favorite album is the debut album by Savage Garden.
Great, now he's looked this one up.
Are you familiar with JoJo's
Bizarre
Adventure?
This is what our podcast is now.
That's just literally JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my God. You know what? I have a better...
That's not a bad answer.
Yeah.
That's actually fair. I have a better one for you. What if it was the Spin Doctors? Any of them? Did they have more than one? I don't think they did.
I'm not sure, but hey, that one.
Pocket Full of Kryptonite was the album, by the way. That's it.
It's fucking banger, thank you.
It is, yeah, over and over again.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on that.
Too good stuff on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so. Yes.
Right, explain to me how Little Miss can't be wrong in this hellscape.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously, a girl that just can't be wrong. She's a fucking know it all, and you gotta deal with
but
her.
But enough about my wife and my wife, boys!
I'm not going to describe it by just telling you the title back.
Okay. So I've got this gun case here, and I'm going to open it up.
Uh-huh.
And inside is not a gun, but actually the album Fushiu Mang.
All right, I want to hear this one.
Why is Fushiu Mang? Why do you have to bring the gun into it?
He has to keep it in the case to keep it safe.
It involves such great songs as Walking on the Sun and Why Can't We Be Friends?
All right. Let's Rock is a banger, thank you.
What the fucking album you pick for them?
And Pedrino is a pretty good song, too. So, I mean, like, Walking on the Sun is, obviously the entire game takes place on the sun, and it is a free-form shooter.
Wait, why
like
is this
Star
video game?
Just take the title back!
So it's like a really bad Super Mario Galaxy, thank you, world.
Yes.
Hey, Rhythm Bastard,
like,
please.
Like, when power-ups are Beale goggles, so the world looks more palatable.
What if my favorite album is Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flame Biscuit?
God, why?
No, but I'm saying, what if
my parents listen to that album in the car with me?
Wait,
why would you do that?
Because I was 13.
And his parents know what they did.
Yeah, well, now I know why they want to hate you.
hates all the world has seen lately, man.
Oh, you guys, there are three. We have three more minutes.
Mission Impossible intensified.
That's so much time. What the fuck was the other side of this? I don't remember.
Work for a content producer who makes movie reviews about your favorite movie, and they just botch the hell out of it. You don't get it at all.
Y'all, ain't it a shame that we can't say fuck? Fuck's just a word, and it's all fucked up.
Rin the Basher.
Yeah.
What if my favorite album is The Wall?
Is what? I'm sorry?
The Wall.
What if my favorite album is The Wall?
He didn't even have an answer for that one. Come on. That's the one that started the prompt, and he still didn't know.
Exactly. What are you doing?
Listen, you start to cut yourself off from the world because of previous trauma, and it's a meta thing. You go on trial, and it's, you know what?
My God. I need to put this.
He gave up halfway.
I need to put
it.
This prompt out of his misery. I'm sorry. I'm calling it early. I'm calling it audible. We're done. This is it. Everyone needs to fucking decide now because I can't live with this prompt anymore.
Make a noise. Thank God.
Hold on. I got something. Where is it?
It better be the sound I think it is, not the normal one.
I'm ready.
No, I don't got anything.
You don't have the... I want you to do the goose from Until the Goose Came.
I don't have the goose.
All right, well, I...
Also, it's the rap air horn doesn't work anymore. What the fuck?
No,
what?
You know what? I
rest in peace.
I have an appropriate sound effect.
That's not
here,
true.
Here it is.
Good.
I mean, really, I'm just saying, if there is ever a time to shut the fuck up, motherfucker, it's towards Rin the Bastard right now.
All right. Somehow.
Rin the Bastard?
Yeah.
What have you done?
No.
I've given us all joy.
Somehow, we have to decide. I
already know what the polls
are. Yeah, I bet you do. Okay.
Do you want to know
yes.
what it is? It's whether or not we're going to answer those questions.
All right. John, you must choose?
What right, if my favorite album is To Be a Master, the Pokemon
that's
original
good.
Pokemon
that's
soundtrack?
A good one. That's a good one. I don't want to know anymore, but that's a good one. So you're choosing your Hellscape album?
I want to know, though.
Okay, well, you go on a Pokemon adventure, but the Pokemon.
Oh, God.
here's where we learn. Here's where we learn that Rhythm Master has never watched
He's
Pokemon.
Rhythm Master, I have an easy one for you.
No, I'm done.
What?
No, you can't give up yet.
I'm giving you a good one.
Alright.
What if
you did this?
What if your favorite album is the Digimon the Movie soundtrack?
Well. You go into the digital world, but unfortunately the digital world you go into is like Napster circa 1990s, and all that shit was really sketchy. Like, you get shit like Blink-182, First Date, .exe.
Oh, no!
Also, all your friends are metalheads.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
And by that, I mean robots. Your friends have all become robots.
Because Napster.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say robots?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, a little early.
Skipping this.
November 1st.
You know what? We are. We're going to cool down. I gotta cool off.
Wait.
So wait, it's time for some robots.
Which one? Wait, I want to know who won.
Escalate. All right,
fine. I picked the bad album.
I also picked the bad album.
I actually have an answer for this.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
The album I was holding on to this entire time to reveal this very point is my actual favorite album of all time is Reise, Reise from Rammstein, which
right,
is all about
good.
Gigantic travel incidents and accidents and things like that, and also eating the flesh of other people and things
Perfect.
Like that. You know,
that
kind
like
of
hell.
A thing that'd be the absolute worst kind of hellscape to be into. Somebody hunting you down from afar to trick you into their lair to carve you up and eat their flesh and make you do so willingly. Or, you know, like a plane being drawn out of the sky by lightning. Or, you know, a ship being drawn into the sea because of waves and that sort of thing. Or, you know, America or Moscow. Either one's bad.
Well, Trace.
What if my favorite album is the Connett Project, the that record that's just like four CDs of recordings of number stations?
You are trapped on a mysterious island.
Nope. Rhythm Master. We're done.
Honestly, I was going to say it's like that Sesame Street game where you're just chasing numbers around a park or something like that.
I like that. I think the bad album won because it's the only one we talked about.
Yes.
All and because I didn't listen to Math fucking Works. Crash by Dave Matthews Band.
Yep.
Because I didn't know Crash by Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yeah?
I should have just said the one thing that everyone knows about Dave Matthews. He really likes weed.
Why is that music still playing?
I pressed the wrong button.
Because it had to be perfectly timed to me saying that.
That was perfect. Oh, God. All right. The machines are back. Let's do more.
November 1st.
From a machine. November 1st, Rise of the Machines, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Dark Fate. Come on.
Yep. Terminator Dark Fate. All right. Hey, Rhythm Bastard.
Yeah.
Would you rather pee all over yourself to mimic boogers? or listen to mega hits like Count the Chocolate?
Are you sure?
For all I know, Count the Chocolate is a song by the Dave Matthews Band, so I guess I'll listen to Count the Chocolate.
Rhythm Bastard.
Count the Chocolate sounds a lot more like a Ween song.
It does.
Rhythm Bastard, give me the hellscape for that one.
It's that episode of I Love Lucy where she works in the chocolate factory.
Oh, that's the best one.
That's a good
actually really good.
Actually, that's a close second to Vitamita Vegemin, which is definitely the best one.
Agreed.
Okay, Trace?
Yes.
Would you rather eat an entire stick of margarine or drink a bucket of flavored water?
Ooh, well, having basically done both at some point in my childhood.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm like, I have regrets. A lot of explanation.
I'm grimacing so hard right now.
I'm just going to say, I think the bucket of flavored water will actually keep me alive at this, you know, age of like 35-ish.
All right.
I see you, Trace. I used to eat bologna and ketchup sandwiches.
Dude, I have standards. Wow. I just stick of butter and buckets of flavored water. Thank you.
Wow. John, you shot your shot and you missed.
Wow. Hey, John, I got an important would you rather follow up for you.
Well, thanks for the solidarity, asshole.
That's okay. Wrap your mind around this one. You ready? Who would you rather be, or what would you rather be?
I'll see you on Wednesday, motherfucker. Wait, what?
Who would you rather be, or what would you rather be?
Did the bot have a stroke?
It feels that way.
You know, what would you rather be seems like the limitless power to just be, you know, be able that's to fair. Be anything I want to be, which that's kind of cool. Good. But like, who would you rather be? That's like some metaphysical shit. Like, I could actually just be a different. I could quantum leap into a different person's body. I could hypothetically just be my best self and become the person I want to be. Yeah, you know what? Like, I'm on some feel good shit. I'd rather do that than be a giraffe. Although, actually, being a giraffe would be pretty cool.
Be a giraffe.
But that's the thing is, if I have to go with what I would want to be, whereas if I would go with who would I want to be, and I was a giraffe,
that's true.
That's band.
A good point. It just get weird.
The band's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're the best. What the hell's game from Prime Motivation
nope.
The Giraffes look
nope.
like?
Nope. Hey, Owen.
Hi.
Would you rather live
having a heart attack on stage?
Would you rather live just fine without the internet, or live just fine without your skin?
Taking it off. Let's go.
Gross.
Everybody gets a peeling.
That won't be taken out of context. I mean, it is spoopy season.
That's true. It is. Okay. All right. Last one.
This is how you know it's good, because he's laughing already.
Are you ready? All right, Owen, quick question.
Oh, no.
Before this is for the group, but if you had to guess the thematic content of this question, what would it be?
Bodily fluids.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Which one?
I can't believe it.
I know. You can't believe that I do this to you. All right. Would you rather pretend to poop?
I can't believe you've done this.
Hold on. Would you rather pretend to poop, but actually poop yourself? Or pretend to be cold, but actually poop yourself?
It's a poop scenario.
One of those actually just makes it look like I'm just fucking up really bad, you know? And the other one is just like, oh god, I'm cold. Aw,
shit.
And we're just like, you know, I'm just rather cold.
Shit.
Into a supermarket. Oh, sir, are you okay? It's like, no, you know what's about to happen. I'm making the face at everything.
Why are you making those noises on the podcast? Is this ASMR?
I mean,
that's it.
It could be Owen.
Yeah, you found it.
I just want to know what situation I'm going to be in which I'm being like, oh man, I'm going to pretend that I'm shit myself. This is going to be a real fun show. And whoops, I accidentally shit myself. Oh, this is awkward.
You mean every time I ask a question?
I always need that.
Episode 114.
I'm glad
you made it. Thank you for joining us. I've been your host, Andy Hill. This has been another episode of Rather Not the Stupidest Podcast on the Internet. Please join us next time for episode 115 if we survive that long. You can find me on the internet sometimes at Hillside Brewing on the Twitters. I don't really check it, but it's there. You can also email me at indiegogo.space. I said it sort of.
I'd rather not. @IndieGoGoSpace.
That's the one. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very confused right now.
I'm
concerned. We do. It's facebook.com/IdRatherNotPod. And you can find stuff there. You can also go to zonecast.com and find our show page there and see links to polls that Owen puts up on his Twitter.
And you know what else,
every
Andy?
Other week. Yes, sir. What?
We also have a new podcast entering the Zonecast family this
what
week.
What the fuck?
It came out yesterday.
What the fuck? What?
Yesterday.
What?
Hey, Trace, why don't you
all my troubles seem
it?
So far away.
So, yes. So, there's a lot more wrestling going on in the world.
Some is there?
And
too
it's
much
actually,
wrestling.
Too much wrestling, but this
some
is
might
actually
say
kind
not
of
enough.
Good. And we're going to talk about the good stuff now on a new podcast called Heel Alternative, because it's the alternative type of wrestling, also known as All Elite Wrestling and NXT. Yeah. And we'll talk
is
about that Wednesday after
just like
the
a
shows.
Sex thing?
I hate Raw so much I made my own show.
I'm still trapped on the Raw show, unfortunately.
For now.
I mean, it's on you.
Someone's got to do it.
I mean, you could just switch that over to be the NXT show and we'll just talk AEW on the heel alternative.
Nah.
Yeah, Owen, you just see what happened to John there? He just had a glimpse like, yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could totally do that.
Well, I mean, I've literally been saying this for years. I mean, I said it so hard that I killed myself over it.
He did actually kill himself.
You did do that. All right, let's finish this up so we can get out of here. Owen, where can they find you?
The_Ozone on Twitter. And Owen Douglas with 2 S's on TikTok.
That's more S's than I expected.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
Just wanted to put that out there. Cool. Good to get talk.
Say someone else's name. What are you doing? Summon the plugs.
No. I refuse. All right.
Trace.
The bastard. Fight over it.
You can find me.
Rhythm, just take it. I don't know anymore, man.
You can find me at my website, rhythmmaster.rocks, because I rock so hard I have to put it in the URL. You can also find me and my music on Patreon, SoundCloud, and Bandcamp. Hey, listen, I'm better at making music than I am at listening to music.
Wow. Oof.
I'm also working on a video game called Retromania Wrestling.
What's the hellscape world for Status Quo Radio?
I have a fucking
wait,
movie.
Wait, let him look up the track list.
Well, Status Quo Radio actually came about because it was originally conceptualized as a Team Fortress 2 album, but I think over time, and we actually started to find out more about the lore, it basically became a hellscape where both sides are, well, if there's a major fight between two major corporations. It's basically the plot to Jennifer Government as interpreted through like the lens of the 1960s. So, you know, you got that kind of rock music going. And Jennifer Government actually is a capitalist hellscape where there's two major, like, buyer loyalty programs, and everybody takes the name, last name of the company they work for. School sponsor, corporation sponsor schools. So it's basically not that far off. Read Jennifer Government. It's a good book.
Thank you for this explanation of The Wall.
Yeah, this whole episode, that's what this has been. Did you know?
Rhythm Bastard was the real nostalgia critic all along.
Oh, well, fuck. This has been a show that we do
every 2 weeks on the internet. Trace.
I'm really thrilled that you're here to join
Where can
us.
You find your stuff, Trace?
I get to go now?
Yeah,
I thought Rhythm Bastard would be for my spot.
Just go.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at PSEG. You can follow me on Twitch or Mixer at twitch.tv or mixer.com/peaceegg, PEACEEGG. And soon, on Wednesdays, you might even find me on twitch.tv/prowrestling.
Yeah, we own that.
Sick.
That's ours.
We own twitch.tv/prowrestling.
That's pretty fucking good.
We are pro wrestling.
All right, goodbye.
Wait, I need to go.
Oh, John, go.
Man, fucking brutal.
Sorry, John. Up. It's been an fucking episode.
This has been really distressing and really unfortunate, and I'm really down and feeling upset about myself. Like, people, like, basically forgot about me, weren't going to let me plug anything.
John, I love you.
There's only one way that you can really make me feel better and brighten up my day.
Is it through Venmo?
I am John on Venmo.
God fucking damn it.
Pay the man.
Pay him. Just pay him his fucking money.
Fuck it. Play the music.
I'm playing it. Wait. The rubber chicken. In case you couldn't tell.
I feel like we've used this one before.
I don't know. I think Rhythm Master might need to look this one up.
Tell me about this hellscape, Rhythm Master. Yeah. There it is.
There ain't no hellscape, baby. This is heaven.
Hellscape.
Is this Cardi B?
How am I gonna put this out? How am I putting this on the internet? I can't. This podcast is a part of the Zonecast Network, produced and edited by Owen Douglas. Find more of our shows at zonecast.com.